The scale of the fire emergency continues to astound authorities, with this week's bushfires spreading beyond even the worst-case predictions. Overall, this fire season, 21 people have died, 28 remain missing, and around 1,500 homes have been destroyed as the out-of-control blazes race through towns in New South Wales, Victoria, and in South Australia. Isabel Rowe reports.
The start of 2020 will be one many Australians would rather forget, but it's not likely they ever will.
Get into the water. It's f***ing chaos.
We're all down at the foreshore and it's something that I want to forget.
The town of Mallacoota in Victoria's Gippsland will never be the same after a catastrophic end to 2019, with thousands of residents and tourists cowering on the local boat ramp as the sky went a deep red. The sun appeared not to rise as fire bore down on the town.
The sky went from dawn to completely dark, and we could see the red glow start and we could start to feel the heat on our back.
That was like, you know, a scene from an apocalyptic film.
Images of frightened residents walking into the ocean spread around the world, marking what would be the start of a horrific week of bushfires. Across the state border, people like Loriana Granados fled her home in Mogo on the New South Wales south coast, flames just metres away from her.
Hey, hurry up!
Residents returned to find homes flattened. Those who still have one were preparing to leave again yesterday, with even worse fire conditions expected today.
We're scared and worried, and we're hoping our friends are going to be okay because they're where the fires are, and we're really scared and hope they're going to be okay.
I think so many businesses are going to hurt from this. It's going to really hurt the town.
Many thousands spent the new year in evacuation centres across two states. While the world-famous Sydney Harbour fireworks went ahead, granted an exemption from the statewide total fire ban.
Three, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
After spending days fighting to save his own place, the New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance was overcome with emotion.
It's unfair. You know, I met 4 RFS guys yesterday, lost their homes.
Thousands of homes, businesses and properties have been destroyed in towns along the New South Wales south coast and in Victoria's East Gippsland. In the rural town of Clifton Creek, Kat Hammond almost didn't evacuate. She couldn't believe the fire would hit her home.
I, almost like a bratty child, I grabbed 5 shirts off my wardrobe and wrapped them up and shoved them in, and a pair of jeans, and I thought I'd better get Adrian something too. And so I threw a few of his things in, one pair of jeans and 2 shirts.
The contents of that bag and a few family photos off the wall are all she has left. Fires claimed hundreds more homes in the nearby Victorian towns of Bruthen, Corryong and Sarsfield. As well as claiming lives and homes, it's estimated more than 5 million hectares of land has burned this fire season, an area larger than the country of Wales. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says this week has exceeded all of their predictions.
And those fires spread at what we call the absolute worst case scenario.
With that in mind, Commissioner Fitzsimmons declared a third state of emergency for this bushfire season. Victoria is also in a state of disaster, with conditions today expected to push fires to the south and southeast of Bairnsdale in East Gippsland. With only some residents remaining and firefighter numbers boosted, fire chiefs say they're as ready as they can be.
Isabel Rowe reporting.